Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray announced that from January 2010 to January 2012, Massachusetts saw a drop in its homeless rate among veterans by 26%. The national rate of decline for the same period was 17%. These statistics were revealed in a report by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and Housing and Urban Development's 2012 Annual Homeless Assessment Report to Congress. Massachusetts Secretary of Veterans Services Coleman Nee attributed much of the progress to the VA's efforts to increase their involvement with states to end homelessness.
This isn't an issue that any one agency, federal, state, local, or nonprofit can address on its own. It has to be a coordinated effort. And I give the VA a lot of credit for opening their doors, opening their resources, and working with us to make a bigger impact.
Part of that cooperation is the creation of the HUD Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing, or VASH, program, which through federal funding allows state agencies to work with veterans in obtaining affordable housing with vouchers and allows social workers to help veterans overcome issues by providing mental health and other services. Roseanne Frieri, Veterans Service Officer for the City of Pittsfield, said that the VASH program helps pay for the veterans' first and security once they find an apartment or affordable housing.
Once they have a lease and it looks like they're going to be able to go in there and be able to afford it and stay in there, because it's not only getting them in, it's making sure they can afford to stay. So along with their social worker in my office, we try to put together a plan for them.
At the local level, Frieri said that since the VASH vouchers have been made available, she has seen a drop in the population of homeless vets in Pittsfield. She did say, though, that for the future, an increase in affordable housing stock is needed. Secretary Nee said that shifting the focus from shelter care to permanent housing is a significant factor in the drop in homelessness.
You know, the model in the past that many of us had been using was a shelter-based model. What we've really started to shift away from that model and look at a model that says, you know what, everyone's really ready to be housed. I mean, you know, particularly people that have worn the uniform of this country, they need housing, and they need to know that that housing is going to be permanent.
Stephen Como, Executive Vice President of Soldier On, a private organization that helps vets obtain housing and counseling services, says that the VASH vouchers are vital to the vets, but also said that the veterans returning from overseas in the future will have different needs than many of the vets that they help now.
In our case, one of the things we're going to be doing is building limited equity apartments for women and children, which was something that we never did before. But again, 21% of the people that are over there right now are women and have significant others and also have children.
Soldier On allows veterans using HUD VASH vouchers to obtain housing, including at their own units in Pittsfield. Como said that the combined efforts of the federal, state, and local governments and the private sector are what's needed to keep bringing the homeless rate down.
The decrease that you see is really the step of a lot of people working hard through HUD VASH, through the VA, through the Patrick Murray administration, and the delegations of not only our local delegations but our state delegations to do a coordinated effort to really not only house people, but sustain them with sustainable services.
And 2012 did see the implementation of a Boston-based pilot program with the VA known as the Statewide Housing Advocacy for Reintegration and Prevention Program. The program allows the state to help local organizations and caseworkers meet veterans' needs through peer support and with mental health specialists. The program is expected to be extended to the rest of the Commonwealth. The 2012 Annual Homeless Assessment Report to Congress said that five states account for about half of the nation's total homeless population. One of those states is New York, where 11% of the nation's homeless are located. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.